You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's going to be a hot day today. Upper 80s, close to 90. Storms.
Bring it
in tomorrow.
Bring it is what I say now, Dom. I have a brand new air conditioning unit. Bring those high temps.
Did you get that thing fired up last night?
The dudes were there from 8 a.m. to just about 8 p.m. last night, the entire day. And man, those guys, they just worked their butts off. Mm-hmm. So kudos to everybody that does all the heating and air conditioning and plumbing, because you guys are rock stars, man.
How much did you really tip them? Hard.
I will not say, but yes, I did tip them. Thank you very much, DT.
I can tell you, it's funny. That's a lesson that I've been working on with Zoe for about the last year, my stepdaughter. She's 18, and we're going through all these adulting things that I'm teaching her.
Yeah.
And she wants to learn all these. She wants to understand all of these adulting things. And so, one, you know, we had a plumber guy come to the house, right? And when he got done, I slipped him some cash. He's like, oh, sir, you don't have to do that. And I said, yeah, I do. So this is the way I was raised. I said, I'm just buying you lunch. So thanks for, you know, a great, you know, job. Thanks for your work today. He is getting paid, but I gave him a tip.
Yep.
And Zoe's watching that, and she goes, why do you do that? And I said, I'll tell you why. Because this guy has a good chance he's going to come back to the house, or he's going to see my name come up on a call, or he's going to see something.
Yep.
And he will remember that the people at this house
Hooked him up,
are generous to him. And not only that, it's just the right thing to do.
They're getting
paid, yes. But they're coming in your home and really busting their butts.
These guys had, I mean, they had sweat pouring down their face because the house was hot. They're trying to install all this stuff. And I tend to like to do it maybe when I know that they've got an hour left or so. Just because I've also noticed that they really clean up the area very, very well.
Right.
You know, they're like very courteous then towards the end of the service. And everything's in tip-top shape. And yeah, and you know what? They're very appreciative. Every time I've done it, they say, thank you so much. You don't know how much this helps us out just a little bit more, and it's just the right thing to do.
It's funny that you mentioned the cleanup. The guys that brought, there were three of them, that brought this huge desk set up for my home studio, and they all had all the boxes in the garage and stuff like that. And I asked the guy, I said, when you go, I said, can you take some of these other boxes that I've got from the move and stuff? He goes, sir, we're not allowed to do that. Anyway, about 10 minutes later, I was giving all of them their tips. And the guy looked at me, and then he turned to the two guys he works with. He goes, grab those other boxes over there. I didn't even say anything about it. It was not a, you know, it was not a, hey, I'm going to tip you so you'll take these boxes.
Yeah, he was just like, let's do it.
It was 10 minutes later. I just said, thank you for all your hard work. And then he's the one who said, all right, we'll grab your stuff for you. We're not supposed to, but we're going to.
Oh, that's so cool.
So, yeah, it's just the right thing to do.
It's just being a good human is what it is, man.
And you've got a nice, cool house now.
I do. Gosh, it's so funny to see the night and day difference. I mean, when you have big appliances like that and you see them every day, you're like, whatever, they're running, they're fine, they're in the basement. But then you see this new stuff that's not like, I think our old stuff was 27 years old. This new stuff is pretty sleek and aerodynamic. Even when you're just staring at a hot water heater and a furnace, you're like, this new stuff is pretty darn cool. Looking,
yeah.
So it's worth the money.
Air conditioner compressor thing outside? Is it smaller than the one you had before?
No, bigger, because they had the wrong size unit for the size house, so they actually had to go bigger. But I will tell you, it's super quiet. Like you can just
whisper quiet.
Yeah, and the other one's like whoa, 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 that I had in there.
Great.
This one's crazy quiet. So very happy. You know, spending the money does suck, but you know, I'll get hopefully 10, 20 years out of this stuff, and it just looks good and it's nice.
Well, you hope so anyway.
And I can control everything from my phone now. So, you know, Nicole, she would keep the house consistently at 80 degrees. So now on my way home, I can get onto the little app and turn it down to like 70 in the house. So it's nice and cool by the time I get home. She doesn't know how to use the app yet. So
not yet. She'll learn pretty quick.
Can I lock the screen on my phone, I wonder? I will tell you, it was kind of funny though yesterday. You know, both you and I had guys at our house. Don's been having house issues. I've been having a ton of house issues. Two more things popped up yesterday, Dom. I went outside because I got a shed installed, and I went out to paint it yesterday, and Nicole came out, and we were both standing there looking at it, and she's like, the roof is wrong. The roof is not like what it looks like on the house. So we did some comparing. They put the shingles completely wrong on the shed. So now they've got to come back out, rip the whole roof off the shed, and put a new roof on.
Why is this? For the HOA?
No, it's the correct color. They just put it on improperly. The layering, the way it's all wrong.
Doesn't it work? I mean, it works.
No, it wouldn't work. There would be total leaks, gaps, everything. So they've got to come out and redo that. And then last night, I go out front and kick the sprinklers on. And one of them shooting straight up in the air.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I just replaced 7 sprinkler heads this summer. And another one failed. And another one. So, yeah, just the hits keep coming, man. It's never ending. And then Dom has holes in his ceiling.
I got pipes in the ceiling. Like, it's just, it's fun.
It is,
I guess.
Fun, yeah.
It's home ownership.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bachelor for the next week. Gretchen and Zoe got in the car to go pick up Gretchen's other daughter because she didn't really want to fly. Gretchen didn't really want her to fly. I'm sure everything's fine. But they're like, we're just going to do it as a road trip so that we're all just in a car.
Yeah.
But they're going to make a little week long. It's going to take a couple days to get there, get her, a couple days to get back. They're going to make a little stop. So I'm a bachelor for the next week.
Oh,
and
tell me more. Tell me what that's like.
It's my first time really alone in this house since we got this house and moved. And I gotta say, it's pretty wonderful.
Pretty nice. I thought you were going to say like you're laying in bed awake because you hear noises and stuff.
Well, you do hear noises. You hear a lot of noises in this house and outside. I mean, I'm up against the woods or whatever, and you hear a lot of things. But I got to say, you know, and last night I went in. I was like, I haven't got work to do, but you know what? Screw it. I plopped down on the couch. I put on a show.
Oh,
I just
watch what you want.
It was, I could watch anything that I wanted.
The volume that you want. You could have the snacks that you wanted.
Just in my underwear.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Fantastic. Because, you know, there's no teenage girls in the house. Oh. I can just wear my underwear. Just
sitting there in your tidy whiteies. Yeah. Got your belly button filled with nacho cheese, dipping tater tots in it.
You know, the cat's looking up at me like, what the hell is going on?
Next time, please take me with you.
Good for you, man. No, he is cool. He's, he likes me the best.
He's probably
anyway.
Getting more loving, honestly. Yeah, you're probably petting on that cat.
So now it's just your boys in the house.
Yeah.
You know, and.
Oh, it sounds dreamy. You
and, you know, there's a little study that's out today about how certain things with quarantining and isolation that families are picking up on the most unusual things that are starting to drive them crazy about family members. And it could be things that they had never noticed before.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get breaks, right? You go to work for 8 or 10 hours or whatever, or you leave to go to the store, or you leave this, or this person goes off to this for the afternoon. And now you don't get any breaks, and so everything is magnified.
Mm-hmm.
And they said even things like the sound of your family's chewing is enough to make you, like, hate life.
Mm-hmm.
And
I get it. I don't know.
So I'm all alone. What would you look forward to the most if you were alone in the house?
It would just be the quiet, man. And nobody, I don't think my kids are listening, but no kids fighting and no needy children. The needy kids it's driving me insane. It's always something. They always want something to eat. They always want to be doing something. And it's like, we got things to do. And the chewing is spot on because we are working with Reed right now on how to eat with your mouth closed. Because he is all the time, all through dinner, lip smacking, mouth open. And we're like, buddy, you got to learn some manners. And he's not doing it on purpose. He's just...
He's just a little animal.
It's like, enough. Ugh.
The needy stuff is funny because remember the birds on the back patio? Well, on the front porch, there's another bird's nest and they've hatched and the mama bird is feeding them. And you can look out through, you know, the window at the top of the door, the glass at the top of the door, mm-hmm. and you can see the nest. And it's funny, you look out there and you see these 4 little heads tilted back and their mouths just open as they're waiting to get fed. And
it's
I feel
human kids.
That's like your children, right?
It is. It is. Can I have a Capri Sun? Can I have a Capri Sun? If I hear Capri Sun one more time, Dom, I'm going to flip out. Capri Sun, Capri Sun. I can't get the straw in. I'm coming over, Dom.
I got a guest room, Doug.
All right.